victory for the people of Papua New Guinea and the constitution and the culture that Papua New Guinea has always sort of treasured in terms of our tradition of way of life in our country.
Why do you think that it's taken 3 years and a case before the National Court to reach this point? Did you believe that more people perhaps should have spoken out at the time?
Absolutely. The people that in our country, of course, you probably know that we have about 200 different cultures, about over 800 different dialects. And for us to get together as a country and as a nation, with Sir Michael being our founding father, obviously has, you know, gone through a great length of, you know, consultation and working with the people to be able to understand, you know, that we need to come together as a country, but at the same time preserving our culture. And that is one of the most unique things this country has ever had, and we still believe in, we still uphold this, you know, our culture.
You, I believe, said at the time that the Speaker's actions were fatal in terms of Papua New Guinea's culture. Now, is that the case? Can these artefacts actually be restored, or has the damage is the damage irreparable?
Well, the artefacts can be restored, definitely, yes. But the manner in which the Speaker has done has totally destroyed the spirit of, the belief of people of their culture that has been placed in the House of Parliament, which in our language we have different type of houses in our various provinces, but we have House Tambaran, which is from the city culture, and you have the House Rin from the highlands, and you have the House Man from the coastal part of the country. So in terms of restoring the pride or the state of our people in terms of their culture, the Speaker has totally destroyed that. That's very difficult to sort of bring it back. But the good thing is when the court reinstated it, they can restore the totem back, put the totem back. But, people have suddenly completely been destroyed by the fact that the Speaker tried to force, or, he forced himself in by using the Christianity belief that, he wanted to change the parliament into being using the Christianity as cover to change the totem and try to destroy the culture of our people, which they have a freedom of religion and they also maintain their culture.
I gather there is a certain irony in the actions carried out by Theodore Zirinok, as you say, ostensibly using Christianity as the platform for what he did, and he said that he was trying to remove evil spirits from the Parliament building, and yet the totem that he had removed, carvings on there, actually represent his own tribe. So in many ways, he was undermining his own cultural heritage.
Absolutely. His tribe from the Finchafan area, from the Tami area, which when the totems were put up, you had various, craft people from the various provinces that have come in, and the Tami people, which Sir Michael, grew up in that area, in the Finchafan area, in his school days, have appreciated and understood the culture of the people over there. Obviously, we brought in few people to come in and put this, totem and the structure up in the Grand Hall of Parliament. And the Speaker has totally destroyed it, and the people are still hurt in the Finchafan area, yes.
What then do you think should happen now? Presuming Theodore Zirinok acts on the orders of the court, he has 6 months to put things right. If he goes ahead and does that, should there be a great pomp and ceremony about this, or do you think it should be done perhaps more quietly and more discreetly and just let Parliament get back to what it used to be?
Well, in terms of cultural way of doing things, there must be some ceremony taking place to be able to sort of bring the culture and the spirit of thinking of people of how they preserve and they look at the way of their traditions and ancestors as to how they bring people in for a meeting and all this stuff. These are basically some of the things that our culture sort of represents in our way of bringing people together, assembling them, and putting them in a place where they can all communicate and, you know, meet and talk about issues. So definitely it'll have some, you know, ceremony taking place when those things are being done. And Parliament has to sort of acknowledge that as well.